This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. How great it is each morning to start our day by hearing what God has to say. And you know, as God shares with us his perspective on life, it really changes our lives if we embrace it and adopt it as our own perspective. And by taking time in God's Word, the Bible, every day, you just start to develop a godly perspective on life. That's why each weekday morning at this time, we open up the Bible and hear what God has to say. And this week, we're looking at the theme of Christ-likeness and how to develop a Christ-like life. As a Christian, you know that that's what your life should be like. If you're not a Christian and you're listening, I'm sure you're nodding your head that what you expect when someone says they're a Christian is someone whose life at least is beginning to look more and more like Jesus Christ. So as Christians, how can we develop that life? Well, that's what we're looking at all this week. And today we come to another ingredient of developing a Christ-like life. And that comes out of the same passage we looked at yesterday, but in the following verses. So yesterday we saw the ingredient of a growing trust in God moves you in the direction of putting God at the center of your life. If you trust him, you can obey him, you can honor him, and build your life around his way of thinking and living. Well, we want to move on from there and look at the next ingredient. And here it is, Psalm 37 in verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. And he goes on from there. Don't fret because some of those people who are not putting God first in their lives are still seeing success and good things happen in their lives. You know that in the long term, that way of life only leads to calamity. You wait patiently for God. And this is the next ingredient of a Christ-like life, is a deepening ability to wait on the Lord. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. You know, even if you are a person who has learned to have a lot of patience towards people in your life and situations and circumstances, one area we often struggle with is being patient in trusting God with his timing. Because isn't it true that God's timing rarely meshes with our timing? God has a perspective that we can't see. He looks at the big picture, at what he's developing in our lives, at how our actions are working to build something even bigger than we can recognize or see, how his timing for us fits in with his timing for other people in our lives and what he's doing in their lives. We can't see God's perspective. We have to trust him. That's why this verse comes right after the verses on trusting in the Lord. If you trust your own intellect, if you trust your own feelings, you're going to be frustrated at God's timing. But when you trust him and know that he has your best interests at heart, then waiting in patience for him to act begins to become more natural. And as you mature in your spiritual life as a Christian, you begin to recognize, I can trust God's timing. In the middle of circumstances, I feel like I need his timing to be now. But as I wait and see what he is doing and see how he works things out, my experience teaches me, trust the Lord, wait for him. And that patience develops as we exercise our faith. The more you trust God and see the outcome of that trust, the more you know you can wait for him and his timing. Elizabeth Elliot once said, I will find rest nowhere but in his holy will, a will that is unspeakably beyond my largest notions of what he is up to. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.